Good morning. This is Cindy B. And this is my podcast for today, May 6th, 2023. It's about 5:20 in the morning, 42 degrees. And it feels amazing. Super amazing. More amazing than it has in a really long time. And that's because I really haven't been able to walk in a really long time. So, welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey podcast. It's been quite a while. I've actually recorded, I don't know how many podcasts and not published them. And so maybe those were just for my own therapy. So who knows? But it's been a while. Things have gone on and changed, and so I just want to give you a little update and encourage you that no matter what happens, the challenges, the difficulties, physical, mental, whatever it may be, you'll get through it. You really will. Just press on. Press on and don't give up. So I think, now I'm not sure if it was in one of my last podcasts or one that I didn't publish, but I went to physical therapy for my knee, and I was talking to my physical therapist one day, and I told him I wanted to do a podcast about it, and he really encouraged me to do that. So I went to physical therapy on the urging of Joey Atlas, my friend and my previous one and only personal fitness coach. And so I did, and I found in my area he was one of the best, and a lot like Joey in how he cared about the people and just his whole character and mannerism. That's probably why I liked him, because he was familiar in his methods, I guess, and his personality. So I was really grateful that I took heed to Joey's prompting. And so when I first started going to physical therapy, it was hard. It hurt. And I was scared. I walked into that place the first day, didn't realize I actually had an appointment. I thought I was going in for a consult, but oh no, he put me right to work. And when I walked in and I looked around, I saw the treadmill and I saw, it looked like a gym, okay? I'm like, I don't belong here. If I can't do this at home, how am I gonna do this here? And so when I met Matt, I told him, I said, there is nothing here for me. I can't do any of this. He wanted me to do a recumbent bike. I almost cried. There are things that he told me he would have me do in the process of time. And I'm like, you're crazy. And I did. I told him that I don't think this is for me. I don't think this is going to help me, because I'm dealing with arthritis in my knee. I'm not dealing with a sports injury that needs to heal, okay? And he assured me, it's for me, and it will work. And his goal was to get me walking and actually riding a bike. And I'm like, no. Riding a bike hurts a lot. So we started physical therapy, and I went for 2 months straight. I started with 3 days a week in like the last month. So for a month, I probably did 3 days a week. And then the second month, I went down to two, because I knew I didn't need to go three. And I was really surprised. See, with arthritis in the knee, it simply means that you have no cartilage left, and that's what I was dealing with. So we need to just strengthen the muscles, the tendons surrounding the knee. That's what we focused on. And the interesting thing is, the first exercises he gave me that I did for the first week to 2 weeks were 90% of the exercises I was already doing in Joey Atlas's program. So I knew I was on the right track. I knew. And I couldn't figure out why, if I'm doing those exercises, why my knee started hurting so much. Because I was working out every single day for 2.5 years. Then as things got a little bit further in, now I probably went a good solid 3 years before I really wasn't able to do anything with my knee. It was hard to walk, even on the treadmill, though I kept pushing it. And to do lower body exercises became out of the question. And I really couldn't understand why that was, because I'm doing the same exercises to strengthen my leg as I was doing on a daily basis. So I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the why to that. I just know that over the process of time, my knee felt so much better. And I'm walking today. It's a, well, probably the third outdoor walk that I've done since physical therapy. My therapist informed me that walking on a treadmill is not good for my knees. Walking in general for exercise puts a lot of pressure on the joints. So he encouraged me to get my own recumbent bike, which, by the way, yeah, as much as I really didn't like it and it really hurt in the beginning, I admit he was right. I went from doing, well, going slow and light to going, I mean, I would do 10 minutes and I increased the resistance every 2 minutes. And it was great. It felt really good. I was very excited that I could do it. Not that I particularly care for being stationary, opposed to out here walking with the birds and the nature. But it worked. And it got me back into a mindset that, hey, I can do this. And my fitness future is not over. I was really concerned because I slipped mentally. I slipped backwards. I started eating unclean. I gave in to my surroundings because, not because, I gave in to my surroundings. I am the only one in my household that wants to eat clean and really thinks about the effects, long-term and short-term, of eating things that are not clean and how it affects my body and my mind. So the way I was feeling, that not being able to walk outside every day like I used to, I lost the desire. Not being able to comfortably do lower body exercises that I know are already gentle, I lost my desire, and it didn't happen all at once, but I lost it to do any exercise, because going, my little gym is in my basement and it hurts so much to go up and down the stairs that I tried to avoid stairs as much as I could, even though my laundry's in the basement, but that's once a week. My bedroom is upstairs, and that's once a day. So I could avoid the stairs, so I did. And eventually, I just stopped working out. And I paid the price. I put on about 20 pounds. And that's not cool. I started feeling depressed again. because I knew where I was feeling great, eating great, not allowing outside sources or outside my environment to pressure me. I felt like I lost everything that I trained for a solid 2.5 to 3 years. Solid. And it scared me so much. I don't fit into my clothes I fit into this time last year. It's getting warm. I mean, hey, we're in May. It's not been the greatest, like, climate weather. It's been cool, which I've been happy with because I could still wear, you know, sweatpants and whatnot. But now it's like truth here, you know? And it's really challenging for me because I fought so hard to get to where I was. So I'm just being honest here, letting you know that it's been a really hard journey this past year and a half actually now. Really challenging. I really tried to stay in touch with our fitness group, and that's dwindled down a lot. But there are some really faithful, committed women that check in every day. I am not one that checks in every day because I've got nothing to check in with most days. And then when I do, I post. There are days I don't post because I'm just so busy. And it's, you know, time and season. So, you know, that's where I've been at. I'm starting to feel better mentally, and I've really wondered when that would happen. I wanted it to come back. I wanted to be back on track, and I miss it. I miss the lifestyle. So today, I have today. I'm not going to look in the future or look in the past, dwell on the past. I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful that I can walk. And actually, I'm doing my full walk, 2.6 miles. I just kept walking while doing this podcast. I haven't done my full walk in a really long time. I went back to 2 miles, which was fine. By the time I got home, I knew why I was done anyway. So I feel refreshed today, mentally and physically. I have a full day ahead with work around the house, outside the house. But I'm just going to live. I have been just taking it a day at a time because when I wake up, it's a day God has given me, a new day. It's a blessing all in itself that, hey, I'm awake. I'm alive today. What am I going to do about my day, with my day, with myself? One of the struggles that I've had that kept me in a place of challenge, after my daughter had her baby in September, she went back to work the beginning of December. So, not wanting an infant, a newborn, to go to daycare because there's way too many horror stories going on with daycare, Cindy decided that she would help. And I took that infant full time. And it was okay in the beginning. But now we're in our busy season here with our business. So now I have an infant full time. I have ringing phones. I have daily work to do. I'm not training. I'm not eating well. It's like a pot that was stirring. Then I still have the homeschooler, which is a freshman this year, but he is not a challenge at all. And he was really, really attentive to the baby, which was really cool, but it distracted him from school. So the baby was a total distraction for us. And it's not about loving him or wanting to be around him. It was just too much. But that was my pattern. I would take on too much, trying to help others, but then I had nothing left for myself. So self-care was totally out the window. Plus, I had the third grader before and after school. My plate wasn't full. It was overflowing. And I couldn't eat that much. You know what I mean? My heart was bigger than my senses. Like your eyes being bigger than your belly, and you like take all this food and you just can't eat it. And you try, but you stuff yourself until you're sick. Maybe you've never done that. I have way too many times. Not recently, thank you, Jesus. So in my life, I've been the caregiver. So when the Lord was telling me it was time to take a lot of things out of my life, I fought it. I'm thinking, this can't be the Lord. This can't be you. How do I do this? Well, in March, I found a woman. My petition was that if that baby was going to go anywhere, I wanted somebody like me, like a grandmother, who's home, who will give attention to him, who will love him, and who is a woman of God. So I reached out to someone that I knew from school, a parent, because she's got a very big reach. And she gave me one name. And it took me a little bit to reach out. It probably took a month. Because I just didn't want to let go of the baby. I loved having him there, even though it was, I couldn't handle it. I loved it. He brought peace. I felt peace. So I finally reached out, went and met this woman. Well, first of all, when I talked to her, immediately in my spirit, there was a connection. Immediate. And I was ready to give him the next day. I mean, it was amazing. So I went and met her, and I just knew. Very special woman. And I am so grateful. So super duper grateful that the Lord sent her into my life, into our life. So now, 4 days a week, he goes to daycare. And I don't even want to call it daycare, but it is. And I have him on Fridays. And I'm fine with that. One day a week, I can be Lolly, take care of him, enjoy him, and not feel stressed. So it's been a haul. It's been a trek. It hasn't been fun. You know, the thing is that we need to understand and learn is when we're going through things, instead of focusing on what we're going through and the issues, we need to ask the Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation? What is it you're trying to teach me? When we can change our focus and our perspective and our thoughts, it changes everything. I learned that it's okay to say no. Even though I'm trying to help someone, whether it be family or not. And I needed to learn how to say no to my daughter when she'd want me to watch the baby after hours. You know what I mean? I'm still not totally there yet. But I'll tell you, the first time that I said no, which was in the last, I think it was last week, she asked if I could pick up the baby for her, you know, so she didn't have to go after work. And I said, no, I I'm not going to do that. Oh my goodness. That was really, really challenging. But I did it and I felt great. I felt empowered because it's okay to say no. I realized through all of this, one of the things I love about, we'll call her Miss Sue, is she's here for not only me and the baby, but for my daughter. God is using her to teach us. And I'm taking the lesson for sure on how to let go of things and let God be God. I'm not God. I'm not the Savior. So I'm learning it's okay to say no. And there's changes in my life that I need to make that I know won't be easy. But you know, the great thing about the Lord is He's patient. He's faithful. We are not always patient. Just look how people drive today. We are not always faithful to Him, to ourselves. But His name is faithful and true. So what does that tell you? So He waits. And He's waited for me. And He'll give me very not so subtle nudges to show me that certain things need to be changed sooner than later. And I have to stop putting them off because I'm only hurting myself and others. And I'm not allowing Him to do what He needs to do in the lives of other people. So really, and I've admitted before, the change is not easy for me. I don't like that. I don't like change sometimes, especially when it involves people. So the season of my life is about change. And I've gone on a little bit longer than I intended. I didn't even actually, like normal, intend to do a podcast this morning. However, here it is. And I apologize. And I pray that there's something you can take away from this message. I don't know what it would be for you. But for me, I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for every lesson that I've had to learn, though they've been hard. I'm grateful for the trials and the tribulations I've had to go through, because they are all teaching me, strengthening me, building my character. And I'm grateful for that. So in ending this message, I pray that your day is successful, that no matter where you are in your life, what you may be dealing with, that you just ask, what lesson are you to learn from it? What do you need from this situation to grow? And I pray that you find that. And that maybe right now isn't a season of a trial. However, when it comes, and it will come because they always do, be grateful because it's there for a purpose. Know that you can say no to others for your own well-being. If you tend to overdo things and you're a people pleaser, you need to change that. I encourage you to back off from that and work on that, because it is really bad for your health in every way, spiritual, mental, and physical. And I'm speaking from experience in my life. There is a freedom when you know how and when the right time is to say no to helping or doing. And I don't mean just telling people, no, I'm not going to help you. Please don't misunderstand that. I am a person that helps, that gives, that's who I am. But there are times I need to say no for my own self. So I encourage you to live life to the fullest today. Be who God created you to be. Remember, it's not selfish to take care of yourself first. I learned that the hard way when I first started my fitness program. And then I had to learn it again when I started forgetting that I'm important too. So you're important. take care of you today. Eat well, sleep well, take care of yourself. And until next time, this is Cindy B. I am in it to win it. Go out and slay your day. And remember that Jesus Christ loves you very much. Thank you for listening.